There were more Tuluksaks. There used to be one across the river. Were there different? Did the village move across the river at one time?
On the mouth of Kusukwin. I mean, Tuluksak River.
Right across here.
Right across
from
us
there.
Oh, so that's across the Kusukwin.
You can see the grassy area. It's
still there.
There's a cemetery on the end of it. Cemetery.
So that's the older.
Yeah.
They used to have Kusukwin there.
Oh, nice.
But I never see that Kusukwin when I first started doing coming to this place when I was somewhere 6 years old.
Long time ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is this?
There was few houses all right, but to start moving this side. I remember that Peter Lutt was had the house across there. Mm. Even Daniel, Andrew, and who else?
I used to hear of Tony
Sulman.
Why did they move back to this side? Was the river?
It's lower.
One time it flooded, then the whole one building.
Every house been this side of the Waska Roland built house across there. And after that he built it in the one winter, he used it next year gone.
Oh!
And that's the time my house was just finished it for use it whole winter.
Mm.
That time my house almost go too, from that big cake of ice was floating right by the corner. If they ever moved, my house would be quite dark. The time there was fish casts over there below me, below tanks. That was James Lott fish cast, you know, and smokehouse. The people left behind when everybody evacuated to high ground. And the guy was running that radio for National Guard. He was saying, oh, there goes the fish cast over the airfield. That's a nightmare, 1961.
Wow.
And the second was in 1975.
Yeah, we had a big flood. I remember that one. I was here for that one.
69
was
a big one.
I was working when the building was new. And, everybody's some old school house vacuumed, armory, and we was here with the rest of it. And our dogs was around that lagoon back here, high ground. Just barely sitting right on top of the around the berm. Our lagoon was filled up water. This utility door was floating.
It was
scary.
1975. That was 3 full days and 3 nights.
During breakup,
that was
during
breakup.
Bring my boat around here and right through the roads, you know, right to out here park. All those sidewalks was floating. I have to put up my hip boots and keep time where they belong. I knew the wires could have dropped them. Keep floating time together. When the water dropped, there was in place, you know, put the rope, you know, where to hold it.
Perfect.
Even that playground was, had that tractor to put the blade and let him hold it, not to turn it around. Everything was roped up for where it belongs, you know.
So hard to imagine because it's so, the banks are so deep now.
I wasn't hardly sleep, you know, when I watched this area.
Mm.
Never mind my place, it's just, it's water all over, you know.
He was
that
the
end of airport was 2 feet deep.
Oh, wow. I saw the high water mark out
school
here.
Then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that too, over by the store, high water mark.
Mm. It didn't say what year, it just had high water mark.
Boy, those women are really quiet. Can't see nothing. And after the flood goes out, they start yip, yip.
Try to keep our kids quiet.
Oh.
They're quietly people. It's kind of nightmares, you know, when you have a flood, you know, water all over.
Scary.
You can't find any high place to stay in unless you're
just once
the first one, 1961, we was up
after
on this main river to evacuate at high ground, that first one we had. Time Oscar Warren's house was swept up.
Does it get rid of the beavers then? There's a flood. Is that the only positive thing, maybe?
The beavers probably floated away then.
Never know on these winters, you know, if we get more snow, you know. Sometimes if we had a light rain and it was snowing, that day after freeze up, you know, they'll pile up for winter and stay there and get more snow. During the breakup time, few bad weather, it'll be add up more water. That means we know if we see the snow how much we got. If we have around 4 feet deep around this area, we know we're going to have a flood.
And then do people go out to spring camp if they know there's a lot of snow?
Yeah, some
in
the early days, most of the people is never live in the villages. They just evacuated for spring camp before breakup, you know, because they could live better for feeding their family.
Mm-hmm. What did they usually catch at spring camp? Was whitefish?
Why, anything, you know.
What was the what? The
muskrat, when the ducks came in, you
got a lot of blackfish.
Lots of blackfish.